I'm Olivia Reingold with Yellowstone Public Radio News. A new federal task force formed to address high rates of missing and murdered Indigenous people met for the first time yesterday. A recent Montana case highlights its limitations. At the signing of his executive order to establish Operation Lady Justice last fall, President Donald Trump said the task force would bring new hope to Indian country.
We will deliver justice for the victims, closure for the families, and safety to those in harm's way.
Its stated goals are to break down jurisdictional barriers and develop a government-wide strategy. It proposes a public awareness effort and a series of grants to improve safety in Native American communities. But that mission is complicated by the fact that sometimes Indigenous women go missing off of tribal lands where federal authorities don't always have jurisdiction. Outside of reservations, city or county police tend to lead investigations of missing or murdered Indigenous women. That sometimes means that law enforcement agencies with historically fraught relationships with tribes are in charge of investigating missing tribal members. U.S. Attorney for Montana Kurt Almy says it'd require a sea change for federal investigators to gain control of cases outside of reservation boundaries.
That would require an act of Congress to change that jurisdiction.
Federal authorities can offer assistance in cases like that of Selena Not Afraid, a 16-year-old Crow girl who went missing from an Interstate 90 rest stop between Billings and Hardin on New Year's Day. She was found 19 days later, less than a mile from where she was last seen, and classified as having died of hypothermia. Other cases include Kaysera Stopp's Pretty Places and Allison High Wolf, two Native American women who also died off of reservations in Bighorn County under circumstances that some activists consider suspicious. Almy says in cases like Not Afraid's, local agencies like county sheriff's offices typically lead investigations while federal agents assist.
The FBI was able to come in and provide its child abduction response team to come in and help, and both FBI and other Department of Interior specialized groups came in to assist in the search. So they can provide assistance. It's just they don't have, they aren't the lead in the investigation.
Almy says it's not a shortcoming of the justice system that his office doesn't have jurisdiction off reservations.
We have very competent police departments and sheriff's offices across the state, as well as the State Division of Criminal Investigation and Montana Highway Patrol.
The Bighorn County Sheriff's Office did call in the State Division of Criminal Investigation earlier this week. It's something some Not Afraid relatives and the chairman of the Crow Nation were pushing for, but under state law, that couldn't happen until law enforcement officially requested it. The Federal Operation Lady Justice Task Force will submit a progress report to the president next November. The group will host its first listening session next month with the National Congress of American Indians in Washington, D.C. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.